There's a new concert series in town devoted to music you may never have heard before. The Long Beach-based Music Untold has made it its mission to spotlight music and art that hasn't had the chance to reach the broadest audience yet. Next weekend, pianist Althea Waits takes the stage of the Long Beach Library for a free recital on the Music Untold series.
This is a recital for African American Heritage Month, and I am showcasing music of African American composers, but along with that, I'm also doing a huge sonata by Beethoven because I'm into mainstreaming now, because I think it's very important that this music be placed alongside that of African American composers.
In 1993, Waits recorded what is considered a landmark album of music by African American composers called Black Diamonds. It features music by composers Richard Saylor, Lloyd Rogers, and William Grant Still. Still is known as the Dean of African American composers. He was the first African American to conduct a U.S. orchestra. Waits first met Still when she was a student at Xavier College.
He used to come in and conduct the orchestras in and around New Orleans. That's where the university is. And we used to premiere a lot of his operas there. He certainly had an excellent reputation as a composer whose works, because of all of the emphasis during the 60s on civil rights, the idea that these works should be programmed and heard on a broad scale. So he had performances in New York, in Europe. And his daughter, Judith Still, has been keeping his legacy alive.
Waits says her friend, composer and scholar Hale Smith, encouraged her to keep her repertoire diverse.
He wrote this great essay called Here I Stand, which is in a collection of readings on Black American music. And one of the things that he said is that our music needs to be heard on programs alongside the works of Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Chopin, the Western European composers. And they should not necessarily be placed on programs where only the music of African American composers can be heard. So he encouraged me at that time to mainstream this music, and that is exactly what I have been doing. My simple philosophy is if it's good music, I'll play it. If it's not, I won't. Simple.
Also on the program next weekend, a piece by composer Kurt Cacioppo. He finds inspiration for his music in Native American culture.
His muse is burning bright. You know, he's always writing and doing things that I think no other composer has really done. He wrote a piece for me called Fantasy Choruses, which I will also have on my album. And I was attracted to the music because I thought, wow, this is different from everything I've ever played. It has a very compelling quality about it, and it doesn't sound like your typical contemporary piece where you're going beep, bop, you know, that kind of thing. It draws you in.
Althea Waits is also a noted music teacher at Cal State Long Beach. She says Los Angeles is the perfect home for new and diverse music.
I was very lucky to have played at Disney Hall in 2008 with the Southeast Symphony, and that was a wonderful experience. I did Rhapsody in Blue with the Southeast Symphony. They celebrated their 60th anniversary, and I thought, wow, you know, I had friends coming from China to hear me play. It was such a great honor. Los Angeles is the cultural capital of the world. I mean, not only because we're known for film and television and all of that, but, you know, people talk about New York and, oh, you got to make it. If you're going to make it in this country, you got to make it in New York. Well, that may still be true, but if I had a choice, I would choose to live here, and I'm so glad I came. I've been here now since 1975, and I have nothing but wonderful things to say about it, despite our traffic jams and all the craziness that goes with living in a big city, but I love it.
Pianist Althea Waits performs works by William Grant Still, Beethoven, and Kurt Cacioppo next Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Long Beach Public Library. The concert is free. For more information, visit our website, kusc.org/artsalive.